Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill is here with the sports news.
Morning, Sarah, and welcome to these early starts.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, Arsenal weren't playing last night, but it turned out to be a very good evening for them Premier League leaders, because two of their main rivals, Manchester City and Liverpool, could only draw, and another rival, Chelsea, have parted company with their manager, Enzo Maresca. All four games played last night were drawn, and three were scoreless. Manchester City held to a goalless draw thanks to an incredible rearguard performance by Sunderland. It means City are now 4 points behind the leaders, Arsenal. Liverpool also regretting a great chance by Hugo Ekitike. He missed an open goal, in truth, in their goalless draw with Leeds at Anfield. The point does extend Liverpool's unbeaten run to 8 games and they stay fourth, but this was another uninspiring performance from Arne Slot's side. Great goal from Tom Carney salvaged a point for Fulham and extended Crystal Palace's winless run. In a kind of edgy one-all encounter at Selhurst Park, Jean-Philippe Mateta had headed Palace into the lead. The other London derby was a dull goalless draw between Brentford and Tottenham. In the Championship, Coventry maintained their 8-point lead at the top of the table. They drew 1-1 at Charlton. Ipswich go second. They beat Oxford while Middlesbrough were beaten. Republic of Ireland international Sinclair Armstrong scored twice as Bristol City beat Portsmouth 5-0, and Tom Cannon scored again as Sheffield United beat Leicester 3-1. Now, lots of speculation as to who will be the new Chelsea manager, and the favourite at the moment is Strasbourg manager Liam Rossini. He is expected to take over from Maresca because the club who owned Chelsea also owns Strasbourg, where Rossini has been very successful. He's only 41. He previously managed Hull and has brought Strasbourg into Europe, and they've done very well in Europe. So he's one of the main contenders. The others who have been linked with the job are the Marseille manager Roberto De Zerbi, Ipswich counterpart Kieran McKenna, and Thomas Frank, who is at Tottenham and was interviewed for the Chelsea job while he was at Brentford. Darts, and after the quarterfinals at the World Championships yesterday, we know the semi-final lineup. Last night, Luke Littler blasted past Poland's Krzysztof Radaski, winning 5-0. The Dutchman, Jan van Veen, caused a big surprise, though. He defeated number 2 seed Luke Humphreys 5-1. The other matches saw 5-2 victories for Gary Anderson over Justin Hood and Ryan Searle against Johnny Clayton. So the lineup for today at Alexandra Palace is Luke Littler against Ryan Searle and Jan van Veen versus Gary Anderson. And that's one of many big sporting events later on this evening. It's the first weekend of the year and lots of the action starts tonight. In rugby, Ian Henderson will make his first provincial appearance for Ulster since October in their URC clash against Munster in Belfast. Munster head coach Clayton McMillan will rest a lot of his frontline Ireland internationals. He's a heavily rotated side, 10 changes. Tadhg Byrne, Jack Crowley and Craig Casey are amongst those rested. In Gaelic games, the intercounty season gets underway this weekend. Tonight we open with 2 games in Munster's McGrath Cup football competition. It's Waterford against Clare in Dungarvan and Limerick versus Tipperary in Rathkeel. They game begin at 7 o'clock. Basketball also has the Domino's National Cup semi-final weekend in Cork. It starts tonight with the men of Ballincollig and Limerick Celtics meeting at 8:15 in Neptune Stadium. And over the weekend, this will continue. We'll have all of those games on Saturday and Sunday Sport. Tomorrow, live commentary on the Leinster Connacht rugby game at the Aviva, the All-Ireland Club Camogie replay between Athenry and St Finbarr's, and the club football semi-final between Ballyboden and Dangeley Cooch.
Des Cahill, thank you very much for that. The time now is 8:36.